Radio stations across the country will be counting down this year's biggest hits this weekend. It's a New Year's tradition. In 1972, this song by the Moody Blues reached number 2 on the Billboard Top 40.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end.
It was one of several hits for the Moody Blues between the late 1960s and the early 90s. NPR's Steve Monroe reports on an American tribute to the English rockers.
This new CD is testimony to the versatility of Nashville musicians and the enduring appeal of one of Britain's longest-running bands.
Wonderful day, passing my way, knock on my door, even the score with your eyes. Lovely to see you again, my friend.
The Moody Blues got their start almost 40 years ago in Birmingham, England. One of their many fans was an American named Randy Faulkner.
I just think they have very positive, inspiring words in their music. And so that's why I wanted to get it to cross over to the country and bluegrass people so they could get a chance to hear what these guys are talking about.
In the mid-1990s, Faulkner came up with a name for his idea, Moody Bluegrass. 8 years later, he was still trying to convince musicians in Nashville that it was worth pursuing.
All I could think of was the original Nights in White Satin with the London Philharmonic, and I kept thinking, well, how do you translate that to bluegrass?
David Harvey had both the credentials and the connections to make it happen.
Other musicians here in Nashville and producers have taken a lot of liberties with the picking on series, picking on the Beatles and picking on the Eagles. I didn't want to do that kind of a tribute. I wanted to do a really respectful tribute to their music.
As a top-notch mandolin player, vocalist, and producer, David Harvey knew many of Nashville's best musicians and singers. He and his wife, Jan Harvey, and her sister, Jill Snyder, had fronted the bluegrass ensemble Wild and Blue.
The Moody Blues songs, what struck me were that they were just great love songs. That's what mostly bluegrass is, great love songs or love gone wrong songs, I'd like to say. But the cool thing about the Moody Blues songs, they also have very interesting melodies and they're very challenging in chord structure.
The Moody Blues had tried to break out of the rock and roll mold by going upscale, layering their music with the colors of the orchestra and possibilities created by new recording techniques. On Moody Bluegrass, David Harvey took apart the symphonic sound. He stripped away the electric guitars, drums, and synthesizers and got back to the song's acoustic foundation.
Listening to Nights in White Satin, I thought, well, now the flute break, I hear that, the flute solo, I hear that as a mandolin solo. And I wanted to build from that point with the mandolin solo, basically covering what the flute did. And then, you know, take liberties with it and kind of build the solo from there. And then I end up with the solo going into the dobro solo with a three-part, two mandolins, mandola section. And then we finish up with, which helps build the whole project, in that symphonic, kind of the bluegrass rendition of a symphonic sound where we have two violins, two violas, cello, two mandolins, and mandola on the end of that, on the last verse.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send.
The vocals are stripped down too. Singers like Jan Harvey had to maintain the meaning in the words without relying on the sound effects originally employed by the Moody Blues.
When the breeze between us calls, love comes and lingers into our lives, and the leaves begin to fall, you point your finger at me.
It's Up to You is the song that I sing, and I really liked the melody, and the lyrics and everything are great. I was kind of taken aback at first because their phrasing is a bit odd, where they take breaths and all. It was pretty foreign to me because, you know, I grew up singing bluegrass and country kind of vocals. But, you know, it was fun. I was careful to pay tribute to the Moody's version, but at the same time, I think all the vocalists kind of made the songs their own a little bit.
Country music journalist John Weisberger says the Moody Bluegrass Project is a good reminder that music has no boundaries and that musicians shouldn't be stereotyped.
There seems sometimes to be almost a biological imperative to categorize music and to construct rigid boundaries separating one genre from another. But musicians tend not to do that so much, I think. They appreciate good songs. They appreciate good playing wherever they find it. And that's as true of Moody Blues 30 or 40 years ago as it is of the musicians who appeared on this record in 2004.
Once upon a time, once when you were mine,
most of the songs on the Moody Bluegrass album were written by Justin Hayward, lead singer and guitarist for the Moody Blues. He's performed some of them hundreds, if not thousands, of times. Hayward says, listening to the Nashville tribute was like hearing them for the first time.
So I came back from a gig one night. We were playing actually at the Albert Hall. This is a couple of months ago in London. And that's when I got a copy of it. I heard about it, but I didn't have a copy of it till I came home afterwards, and I put it on, and it just blew me away. It's something totally unique, the way they've done it, and the quality of the playing is just brilliant.
Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues. 12 of their songs are featured on the new album, Moody Bluegrass, a Nashville tribute to the Moody Blues. Steve Monroe, NPR News, Washington.
When the music plays, and when the words are touched with sorrow, when the music...
You can hear more songs from the Moody Bluegrass album on our website, npr.org.